Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day of being able to enjoy the restoration that you've brought about, reconciling us again in Christ, in the family, in the Spirit. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we just thank you for giving us understanding so that we can know, be aware of, able to speak about and experience your goodness again this beautiful day, Lord. And thank you for this word, Lord, just to encourage us. Thank you. We appreciate it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you. You loved us first. And I thank you for your great love that has changed everything for us, for mankind, and the whole of creation. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, beloved. It's Ephesians chapter 4, verses
25 and 26.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, rejecting all falsehood, whether lying, defrauding, telling half-truths, spreading rumors, any such as these, speak truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are all parts of one another, and we are all parts of the body of Christ. Be angry at sin, at immorality, at injustice, at ungodly behavior, yet do not sin. Do not let your anger cause you shame, nor allow it to last until the sun goes down.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful, guys. We've seen, you know, we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of this earth to be holy and blameless in Christ, in love. And that is what the Godhead has done for us. He said, stop your nonsense with our belief, with our understanding, making laws for ourselves, trying to please ourselves. We couldn't get there, but God has done it. He's brought us back, broken down every wall of hostility, dealt with anything lacking, all provision and all favor and all goodness and godliness is now been made available for us again. And this is what we got to rejoice in, and this is what we got to take hold of. And that's why the relationship, the walking in awareness of the Godhead with us at all times, because they all over, all powerful, all knowing, and all loving. And this is our boundary lines. Our boundary lines have fallen in these beautiful places. And so we are there to encourage, motivate. I love the scripture in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3. Our prophecy, our words, what we must speak is life. And that life is to encourage, uplift, and reconcile. So we're there just to bring good things. We're there to be the fragrance of Christ in this world. And then it goes on here to say, you know, we can be angry, but we mustn't sin. And even if we're angry, we mustn't let it last for more than a day. So the whole thing is, because we know of all this goodness and the kingdom that has come, we get angry when we see the wrong things. But we've got to get over it as quick as possible. We've got to get back into the Spirit, because that is not helping. I love the attitude we see that God has in Psalm 2, when we see the wicked that has brought the strife in, that has brought about wars, and the wicked being the beast, the kings of this world, and their rulers that has come against Christ and his anointed and his church and his people. And that can offend us. But what happens? God laughs. So he knows where they're at. He knows the answers to these things. He knows, you know, that this is not the reality. This is the lie. This is the deception. And so we need to know like he knows. We need to get that wisdom. That's why our Bible says, if you lack wisdom, ask. So we need to, when we see these wrong things, we need to ask and get wisdom. And so that we can speak wisdom into the situation, and we can bring light into that situation. Because Jesus, the King of Kings, is ruling in righteousness. We are ruling with him in justice. And so we can make noble plans. We can have noble vision to speak into the situation. So the quicker we get into the Spirit, draw close to God, get the leadings, and then shine light, execute the written judgment. This is the honor of all the saints. So we are saints called out of darkness, once sinners, but now saved by grace. And that's why we're saints. And so we need to be the salt in the earth, the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert. So just know all provision has been made available, that you are never tested beyond what you can handle. And God is always there. He's a very present help to give us a way of escape. So be blessed because you are blessed. And stay enlightened. Stay in the presence of God. And if you do fall out into anger, into a wrong thinking, just get back. Run back as quick as possible. The Lord is a strong tower. He's our fortress. He's our place of safety. He's the place where we find our peace. And in finding our peace, we flow with God and we stay in the right boundary lines that has fallen for us in pleasant places. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.